This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Friday, December 9th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Our Friday 5, the 5 most consequential stories of the week. Please remember, more details coming up after the break, Skywatch TV's Defender Virtual Conference Exposing the Darkness on now. Instant access. More details on the way. Topic number 5 this week, of course, Russia and Ukraine. We learned this week that there were several airstrikes deep inside Russia. 3 of them, Sunday, Monday into Tuesday, 3 airfields deep inside Russia, 1 southeast of Moscow. This suggesting that Ukraine can now strike at the very outskirts of Moscow if they so choose. These attacks are being spun in the corporate media here in the West as a colossal failure of Russia's air defense system, hailing it as a good thing. And while that may in fact be true, it also represents a huge escalation in the conflict between Russia and Ukraine, which we should recognize as a proxy war between Russia and the West, meaning the United States and NATO. Think back over the 75-year period between the end of World War II and this week. How many times have we heard about airstrikes taking place against Russian military installations deep inside Russian territory? Again, that answer is none. This is a big deal. It should be taken as such. We are watching a slow march toward what could well become World War III. Meanwhile, the United States, the Congress, ready to approve another $38 billion in aid to Ukraine. This on top of the roughly $100 billion in aid and military equipment that's already been sent to Ukraine. This is part of a mammoth spending bill that's likely to be passed by Congress by this time next week. This is being sent to Ukraine without any oversight. In fact, House Chair of the Armed Services Committee, Adam Smith, Democrat from California, has said that calls for congressional oversight and how this money is being spent is Russian propaganda. Well, notably, the $38 billion asked for by the Biden administration is exactly the amount that Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says he needs to fill the budget shortfall in the Ukrainian government budget. So, essentially, the United States taxpayer is now paying not just for our government, but for the government of Ukraine as well. Topic number 4, speaking of governments, in Canada, government there appears to be pushing assisted suicide as an alternative to people with certain disabilities. Canada's Veterans Affairs Commission offers to assist a Paralympian who wanted a wheelchair lift installed in her home with assisted suicide as an alternative. 52-year-old Christine Gauthier, who's a retired corporal, injured her back during a training exercise some years ago, competed in the 2016 Paralympics at Rio de Janeiro, testified to lawmakers in Canada that a VA official offered her, in writing, a medically assisted suicide kit. This officer wasn't named, but reportedly made the same offer to at least three other veterans. This is according to the Independent newspaper in the UK. Quote, I have a letter that if you're saying that if you're so desperate, madam, bear in mind that Gauthier had been fighting for 5 years to get this wheelchair lift installed in her home so she can go up and downstairs, we can offer you medical assistance in dying, end quote. As if that's an equal option here. Her musculoskeletal disorder affects her legs, backs, and hips, but Gauthier is a gold medal winning para-canoeist, won a silver medal participating in Canada's women's ice sledge hockey team, also a power lifter, so she's very far from helpless or hopeless. And yet the Canadian government's Department of Veterans Affairs didn't hesitate to suggest that she just end it all. Can't walk up and down stairs without help? Well, why don't we just help you kill yourself? And again, this is not the only case. And it's only going to get worse. Canada first approved medically assisted suicide in 2016, and the parameters around it have since loosened. Last year, more than 10,000 people in Canada, that's more than 3% of all deaths in Canada, ended their lives via euthanasia. And this is coming here. 10 states and the District of Columbia have elected to allow doctor-assisted suicide. Some states have okayed the practice that have subsequently passed additional additional legislation, making it even easier for one to end one's life. In Oregon, patients no longer even need to be state residents. You can travel to Oregon to end your life. In California, after advocates complained that some people are too weak or disoriented to sign a final attestation saying, yes, I really want to go through with this, Governor Gavin Newsom has signed legislation eliminating that requirement. In Vermont removed a requirement from its law requiring that an examination of the patient by a physician be done in person. You can now have this done by Zoom call. This is horrific. Topic number three, the breakdown of society. Organized retail crime, another example of how things are just, we are disintegrating as a society. When death is considered an acceptable alternative to pain and suffering, organized retail crime. We no longer live in a high-trust society, where in many urban areas, retailers can no longer afford to put their goods on display because people keep walking out, thanks to Soros-funded woke district attorneys who refuse to prosecute these crimes. Walmart's CEO this week joining his rival Target in saying this is leading to unacceptable levels of losses, will result in higher prices and stores closing in areas where they can't keep goods on the shelves. When you no longer live in a society with high trust, you have to pay for additional security. One gas station in North Philly now actually has men dressed in black carrying semi-automatic weapons as security because he's sick of carjackers stealing his customers' vehicles while they're inside paying for the gasoline. Well done, George Soros. Thank you. Topic number two, saving our children. This week, we learned about new research by Dr. Steve Stagg, published in European Psychiatry, a peer-reviewed journal, which found that 14% of transgender and non-binary people who identify as transgender or non-binary had a diagnosis of autism, while a further 28% of the group reached the cutoff point for an autism diagnosis, meaning about 42% of people who identify as transgender or non-binary would qualify as autistic. Now, these figures primarily driven by high-scoring females, supporting evidence that there's a large population of women and girls who identify or could be identified as autistic, but autism in the general population is no more than 4%. So even that 14% diagnosis is statistically significant. 42% is off the charts. Here's the thing. Kids with autism don't fit in, which makes them prime targets for activists pushing the idea that they would have all their problems solved. They would be happy if they would just transition. The reason you feel that you don't fit in, that no one understands you, is because you're actually a boy trapped in a girl's body, or vice versa. So the transgender industry and their media enablers have been facilitating this message. Deconstructing what God created and called good. Have you not read from the beginning, created he them male and female? This week we got another example of how this is being pushed on our girls by pop culture. The popular American Girl doll brand has published a book called Body Image, which pushes the idea of gender transitioning on children as young as the age of 3. The book, A Smart Girl's Guide, Body Image, contains lines that give advice on how to change gender, often without their guardian's blessing. A passage in the book advises if you haven't gone through puberty yet, the doctor might offer medicine to delay your body's changes, giving you more time to think about your gender identity, and then provides lists of resources for organizations the children can turn to if you don't have an adult you can trust. That's a quote from the book. In other words, if your parents don't understand, here are people who will help you without telling mommy and daddy. This is horrific. American Girl rightly getting some pushback. It was written by their resident author, Mel Hammond, presumably short for Melanie or Melody. Anyway, this is available at bookstores all over the country and at the company's website. American Girl used to be a healthy, family-friendly doll brand, now pushing this idea that gender is fluid. Again, the spirit of the age, Inanna, the ancient gender-fluid Sumerian goddess of sex and violence. Very influential in the West today. Coming up, man's best friend. A good story from Georgia, straight ahead on the Friday Five.
Ladies and gentlemen, Donna Howell, Dr. Thomas Horn, and Ali Anderson team up to bring you their magnum opus. Introducing the brand new 3-volume anthology from Defender Publishing, The Mystery of Jesus from Genesis to Revelation. This new collection is being described by those closest to Dr. Thomas Horn as the most important body of legacy work he's ever written. And it's being offered right now in Skywatch TV's largest giveaway of the year. Skywatch TV is proud to announce the Mystery of Jesus Grand Giveaway. Volume 1 of The Mystery of Jesus from Genesis to Revelation begins in the Old Testament and reveals multiple ways that Jesus made personal appearances on earth called Christophanies prior to his birth through the Virgin Mary. The many links between Mount Sinai, the Day of Pentecost, and the Ascension from astounding but largely hidden revelations in the original Hebrew and Greek. How the words of the prophets regarding the someday Messiah preceded a 400-year season of silence and anticipation that led to disastrously incorrect interpretations of who he would be when he arrived, and so much more. Volume 2 begins in the New Testament and demonstrates what social and political events transpired during the intertestamental period that led to a movement of numerous false messiahs whose military pursuits splintered the Jews into various disjointed sects, each with their own misguided documented messianic expectations. How extra-biblical and apocryphal books written around the time of Jesus give fresh insight on New Testament characters, their true identity and reputation, and how that affects proper biblical interpretation, the real and largely misunderstood purpose of Christ's ministry years on earth, and why there is an apparent deficit of miraculous manifestations in our day, and we're barely scratching the surface. Then Volume 3 moves directly to the apocalypse, where you'll learn clear-cut, comprehensible explanations behind even the most enigmatic and hard-to-understand symbols in Revelation that anyone can read and understand. How Jesus, present and active in all 66 books of the Bible, makes his grand and final entrance in shining glory to welcome into the New Jerusalem all who receive the free gift of salvation. And we're just getting started. Presented in three brand new volumes, The Mystery of Jesus from Genesis to Revelation is organized in a way that is guaranteed to fascinate and boggle the minds of everyone, from seasoned scholars to new believers. This is the life of Christ illuminated like you've never experienced before. When you order this incredible collection, you'll also receive the new Best of Defender Publishing ebook collection on data disc. Now, for the first time, this must-have assortment features 120 of the most information-packed best-selling books in Defender history, including the never-before digitally released version of the Defender Family Bible, featuring Old and New Testament with expanded Apocrypha. These full-length works are in popular ebook formats, so you can read them on Kindle, EPUB, PDF, and other handheld electronic devices. Give this collection as the ultimate gift to somebody you know this holiday season, or take them with you wherever you go. Valued at over $2,000 all by itself. But that's not all. With the holidays just around the corner, now's your chance to save big and receive bonus merchandise. As included in the Mystery of Jesus grand giveaway are any number of brand new super quality overstock gift books, DVDs, or audio sets to add to your library or give away as gifts this coming holiday season. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $2,000. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. This is the largest giveaway of the year, just in time for the holiday gift-giving season, and is available only while supplies last. So don't delay. The Mystery of Jesus Grand Giveaway. Available now at SkyWatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one today, a man's best friend and sometimes a sheep's best friend, too. Georgia sheepdog being hailed as a hero while he recovers from injuries after squaring off against a pack of coyotes while protecting his flock. This is Casper. He's a sheepdog who works on John Weirwiller's farm in Georgia, battled the pack of coyotes in a fight that lasted more than half an hour. This reported by WAGA-TV. He took out 8 of the coyotes. Reportedly, there were 11 of them. Casper got 8 of them. But Weirwiller says Casper disappeared for a couple of days after the fight. Weirwiller was busy getting the sheep back to safety while Casper took on the entire pack. Weirwiller said, "We knew he was hurt because we found pieces of his tail, blood, and other things, so we were worried. But after 2 days, Casper returned home. He is now recuperating, and the Lifeline Animal Project, which is an organization with its mission to end euthanasia of healthy animals, stepped in to raise money for his hospital bills, reportedly about $15,000. They started a GoFundMe campaign. They've exceeded that goal, and so they'll use the extra to help save the lives of more animals in the future. But Casper, a hero, a good story to end the week. Skywatch TV's Defender Virtual Conference continues. You can sign up and get instant access to 24 cutting-edge presentations and 6 full-length feature films from Skywatch Films documentaries, including the most recent, the jaw-dropping Ragnarok, Humanity's Last Stand. It's about Wormwood, Asteroid Apophis, based on Tom Horn's best-selling book, The Wormwood Prophecy. The website has all the speakers. These are names you'll know: Pastor Carl Gallops, Rabbi Zev Porat, Joel Richardson, and Dr. Michael Lake, many others. In addition, the 6 documentary films there as well. That's the free bonus. This is a ton of content. You've got time coming up over the holidays. You get 90 days access to watch these films in any order you choose. You set the conference schedule, as it were. You'll find out more and sign up for instant access at DefenderConference.com. DefenderConference.com. We're coming up on Christmas, and that means stories of the 3 wise men, the Magi. Who were they, and how did God essentially neutralize the power of these Chaldean-based mystics and magicians? The ones who came to Judea looking for the new king obviously understood there was more going on than magic, as it were. That's part of the just some of the amazing stories that you'll read in the new 3-volume set by Tom Horn, Allie Anderson, and Donna Howell, The Mystery of Jesus from Genesis to Revelation. We're in the middle of a 6-week broadcast series based on this new 3-volume set. Don't miss a single one. You'll find them all at our website, skywatchtv.com, our broadcast schedule if you watch over the air, or if you've got a friend you want to introduce to the program, you'll find it at skywatchtv.com/channels. Or you can watch it right now if you've got Roku or Apple TV. Just make sure you've got the Skywatch TV app for your set-top box, or download our free mobile app. Our app brings the video content right into your smartphone or tablet. You can use then Google's Chromecast or Apple's AirPlay to cast it to your smart TV. The app has the advantage of also bringing you important news updates 3 times a week and a calendar of our upcoming events as well. It's available for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets. And to make it easy, we've got links to the app stores for those devices posted at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch, and have a blessed weekend. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.